going on, everybody? Tony Velasco here. Welcome to episode number 8 of the Tony V Project. We got an entirely different way to go about this today's episode. We're going to do a little panel thing. We're actually going to have some fun. We've been doing a lot of, I guess, I don't want to call it depressing topics, but definitely some, you know, deeper stuff. And I think today we're just going to kind of, we're going to talk about a lot of current event stuff, but we're going to kind of keep it light, at least to start out with. And so I got my boys, Pat and Adam, here again.
We didn't plan the beanies. It just happened.
No, it just happened that way. It's raining outside, by the way, or else I'd have a hat on.
I did not get the memo.
I know what that means. What the difference is.
So what we're going to do is we're just going to, you know, there's a lot of stuff obviously going on in the world right now. There always is, but especially with what we talked about in my most recent episode with Gio about his experience both at the Route 91 in Vegas and that mass shooting, and then the irony of it all a week later, or no, it was like 2 days later, I think, from the time we actually filmed it. I think we filmed it on a Friday, and I think it happened like that following Monday or something like that. I forget exactly what it was, but we had the most recent mass shooting again. The school shooting. And so the whole idea of school shootings and all that, we kind of wanted to kind of just kind of talk about that and kind of gather everyone's opinion and all that good stuff. But before we get to that, I want to start it off with something a little bit on the lighter side that I've actually been watching a couple of videos. And no, I am not a conspiracy theorist. And no, I'm not going off the deep end. But I do think it's borderline hilarious. The flat earthers. And so I wanted to talk about these flat earthers. I mentioned it to Pat, and Pat.
It's not flat. There would be an edge.
But it's like a thing now.
Yes, it's a big time thing. It's and like I've heard a lot of athletes talk about it, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. All over the news. A lot of NBA guys.
What?
I don't know. It's bizarre. Yeah.
If there was a flat earth and there was an edge, I could. Like, it would be a vacation, a tourist spot. Like, oh, let's go to the edge of the earth and throw things off of it or something like that.
Jump off of it.
So
this really makes me mad.
So am I the only one who is ventured to the dark side, that's sitting at this table, who's ventured to the dark side of YouTube and watched a couple of these videos, who actually has a decent understanding of at least where these people are coming from, so I can explain it to you guys?
The only understanding I have of it is the maps that were drawn by, like, Christopher Columbus, you know, back in those times with, like, sea serpents all over them. And, you know, there was basically a waterfall that dropped off the edge of the earth.
I have no idea.
It was like 600 years ago.
Flat earth conspiracy.
So I'm actually kind of interested to hear this.
And the crazy thing about it is, like, these guys are trying to nowadays use, like, science to prove it's – I mean, obviously they're all crazy, but they're trying to use scientific evidence to prove their theory of it being a flat earth. So some of it's absolute fucking just
nonsense.
Okay. So
is that the non-science part of it?
That's the non-science part of it. There's one element of the science part that actually does make me think, though. I'm like, oh, wait, that's actually kind of crazy. I never thought about it like that. So I'll get to that in a second, but I'll give you guys a general concept in theory. And that is that, so first of all, have you ever taken, like, you know, like, we have a globe, right?
Yeah.
And you know, when you look at maps, like a flat map, it's not to scale. And you can't scale it properly. It's really hard to scale an actual map because it's hard to take a sphere and put it flat. So
right.
Any map that you look at that's like on a wall is distorted.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you know how you see at the bottom of those maps, like Antarctica looks massive, right? It's the entire southern part. So what they essentially say is that there's no such thing as the South Pole. A South Pole doesn't exist. There's just a North Pole. And because the first thing that people say is, well, like, but people have traveled around the world, right? Like, it's a thing. People have gone from east to west and gone around the world. So how the fuck can it be flat? And so what they say is, and it's hard to do an actual picture, but if you can imagine if you put a flat map of what these flat earthers say the earth is, the center point of the map is north, okay? And that when you travel east to west, or vice versa, you're traveling almost in an orbit around the center. Hence why people have traveled around the world east to west, because they're not actually going that, they're traveling in a circular format. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And going south is essentially anywhere directly outward from the center. And that the outward portion, AKA that long part of Antarctica, wraps around it, and that it is a wall of ice that
what?
Is around the perimeter.
The wall.
Trump would be happy.
Yeah.
It's a wall of ice that acts as the perimeter of everything. So there's no such thing. You can go south, but you're essentially, you're going, you know, does that make sense?
No.
Like it's the radius outward from the center is south. So when you travel east and west, it's in a circle. When you travel north, it's to the center. And when you travel south, it's to the exterior, no matter which direction you go. And what they're saying is, so, because they're saying like, all right, so you traveled east and west, it's because you're going in a circle. No one has ever, and I don't know, I'm assuming it's not true, I don't know. They're saying that no one has ever traveled around the globe north to south, and that is partly in proof of why it's flat, because no one has ever done it, and anyone who apparently attempts to do it, like there's like FAA regulations or like UN sanctions or something like that that don't allow you to fly over Antarctica, and if you try to fly over the wall ice thing and go past it, that they'll like kill you or something.
Yep.
What happens when you go up? So here's the deal. Actually, no. What he just talked about, it actually makes sense, believe it or not, all of that. Because you do mostly fly east to west, and you don't ever fly over Antarctica. But I'm actually surprised to hear that no one ever has in, like, the history of the
supposedly
world.
I watched, like, one or two videos because I kept seeing this flat Earth thing. I was like, I got to at least figure out where these fuckers are coming from.
Because, see, here's the deal. When you have a globe, you have, like, Greenland is up at the top, right? I was always under the assumption that Greenland is essentially the closest thing to Antarctica, even though Antarctica on a map is shown down here,
yeah,
because there is no backside. So when you fly that way, that – it's not that far, but on a map, when it's displayed here.
Well, in Greenland, it's distorted. Like, when you look at a map, Greenland looks massive, right?
Right.
It looks huge. It's yeah. not.
Greenland?
It's, yeah.
It's pretty big.
No.
You sure about that?
No. But I'm pretty sure there's something with it that's distorted, and it's not as big as it seems like it is.
I was always.
But we can do a little research after this.
We will have to, because I was always raised in the school system that also taught me that the world is fucking round. that Greenland is one of the biggest countries in the world.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. 100%. Top 15.
We're gonna have to figure this out.
That's why I think your flat earthers are full of shit.
So here's the crazy part, right? So I think like
is fascinating though, that no one ever, I understand what you're saying. Everyone on the globe travels this way. No one ever goes this way. That is actually kind of interesting to think about.
Yeah.
But why would you?
Exactly. Why would
there's
you?
There's nothing to go see.
Why exactly.
Would I? Except Santa Claus.
Well, I think I would believe more exists than the flat Earth theory.
So I think the whole concept, from what I've watched, is it's like we're essentially living. The idea is that we're living in a matrix or like a Truman Show type of a concept. That like they don't want us to go. Whatever created this Earth, that's the conspiracy. They don't want us to go over the ice wall, because if we did, we would realize that it's flat, and we would realize that we're encased in, like, it's like this, like a snow globe theory, I guess.
Yeah, like
so, like, we sit on a flat plane within a globe, and then you could fall off, but that, yeah, I don't know, something like that.
Are the White Walkers on the other side of this ice wall or whatever? I don't know. It sounds a little far-fetched to me. However, I'm going to watch that video, because I've never thought about that, because, you know, I've traveled a lot, and I've flown a lot of places, and I'm like, yeah, we never really do fly this way.
So here's the crazy part. Check this out. This is the only part that I'm like, because all the other stuff, like, I'm like, what? That doesn't even make logical sense to me. But here's the crazy part. And it could just be something as simple as the formula for, you know, so like the Earth is round, right?
Yeah.
And so there's a formula, like the Pythagorean theorem, I don't know, some math stuff that I don't understand, where there's a formula to the curvature of the Earth,
mm-hmm,
right? So theoretically, that if you looked, if you had the ability to look in a straight line, eventually the Earth would curve to the point where you couldn't see. You know, what I'm saying?
Yeah, like when you're at the ocean, you can't see the end of the ocean.
So, but you can. And so that's the whole thing that they go into, because they went to that whole idea of like you stand on the shoreline, right? And you watch a ship sail off and how it looks as though the ship kind of dips over the horizon. Well, and they show this, that's all that is the vanishing point of the eye. And so as soon as you whip out a telescope, it pops back into vision. Mm. And that there's no telescope powerful enough that if you have it shine straight ahead, to ever see the ship go off.
Right, because there's spins. So it would eventually go away.
So it doesn't go away.
Correct. You're saying if you...
What I'm saying is the Earth is... it's supposed to be round, right? Yeah. Something in your coffee. I wish we had a fucking circle. Do we have a circle? A globe of something? No? A ball? Nothing?
No.
Got a helmet. Oh, yeah. There would be no better. Can we even open this thing? I don't know how to open it. It doesn't open. So, but like, imagine you're standing, we're on the helmet, right? So if you're standing here, and the ship is going over the helmet, like eventually the ship should essentially go around the helmet.
But so that not if you're the standing, Earth is spinning back this direction, right?
Yeah, but I'm not moving.
We're going to get made fun of by so many
people. I know, really? Yeah.
Continue, sorry.
But that, at the end of the day, like, because if you spin, I mean, if at the end of the day, like if you're here and the ship sailed all the way to over here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not moving, so technically you should eventually not be able to see it, correct?
Yeah. They're saying with a telescope you'd be able to?
Correct. No matter how far it goes.
Really?
That's what they're saying. They're saying no matter how far this ship sails, if you had a telescope powerful enough, that because it's flat, sea level, that it would never go out of sight. So even if it was over here, you would still see it through your telescope. And that is proof that it's flat, because if it was round, then it would go out of sight.
Right.
Is there a telescope powerful enough?
I don't know. I didn't get that far.
See?
I didn't research that much.
Well, there can be.
So here's the crazy thing, is then I saw this part where, so there's some study, and it has a famous name. You guys will probably know it if I remembered it. But it was done somewhere in England, right? And it essentially takes this 6-mile stretch river. So getting back to the formula for the curvature of the Earth, I think the formula for the curvature of the Earth is something like for every mile that the Earth should curve like 2 inches or something. I don't remember what it was. So theoretically, that if you shot a laser or something on a level plane, that every mile that if you had flags lined up exactly the same height or whatever, that the top of the flag should essentially drop 2 inches every mile if it follows the formula for the curvature of the Earth. And that these tests show that no matter how far away it gets, it's still in a straight plane.
So like if I was standing at the top of a staircase at 20 feet, and there was a flag right next to me, and it was at 20 feet. They're saying that the one a mile down the road that I could see should still be even at 20 feet right next to the one I'm standing at, and even the one even further.
Yeah, I mean, if you're 20 feet above sea level.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Correct. Yeah, if you are 20 feet above sea level, and there is what the study shows is that if you are 20 feet above sea level, and there's a flag right next to you at 20 feet above sea level, that's 3 feet higher, whatever, that 60 miles down the road, if there is a flag 20 feet above sea level and 3 feet high, that the studies show that the flags are still identical height, rather than shooting a laser and it being slightly lower because of the curvature of the... Now, I don't know if it's like...
Hold on, they did actual studies?
Yes. There's an actual study in England, and they did a 6-mile stretch. It's been going on forever. They did it like way back in the day, and now the flat earthers are using that study as evidence for why it is flat.
6 miles.
Is the Earth
that's
not
it, though.
Spin this way, it's like east to west or west to east.
I don't fucking know.
So it's let's
tilted
assume it
too
does.
A little.
And I'm watching a boat, and it's spinning this way. Is it no different than if I'm at the airport?
Look at how big Greenland is, by the way.
If I'm at the airport and you hop on one of the little thingies,
yeah.
I stand there, I can see you walking and moving.
Right.
But if you're walking the opposite way, you're not really moving that far. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you're traveling this way and the Earth is spinning this way, why wouldn't I be able to see you with a high-powered telescope? Because essentially, the Earth is going this way, you're going, I don't know.
Bedford level experiment. You guys heard of that?
Uh-uh.
No? It's the Bedford level experiment. It started back in like the 1800s, but it's like the number one experiment that the flat earthers use in their arguments or whatever because of whatever, some laser thing.
Some laser thing? I have to look at
it's
it after
crazy.
This. I don't know, man.
I want to fly a plane.
We could. My girlfriend and I always love to discuss these theories people come up with, but no, just theories in general about like some stuff like this. And look, man, I always just go back to the science and the facts.
Yeah.
If there's, you know, world-renowned scientists out there telling me the world is round, it's probably round.
Yeah.
However, if it is flat at the ice wall, hopefully the White Walkers don't come over here and take over. But I'm definitely going to check this out, actually, afterwards. The Bedford what?
Level. Bedford level experiment.
Because that is kind of interesting.
What about that little space program called NASA?
Conspiracy, bro. It's all a conspiracy. Look.
I forgot about them.
That's the flat Earth thing. So that's the ice wall.
Hmm.
The ice wall.
And then that's, see? That's how it works.
And this, kids, is why you don't do LSD.
Yes. Yeah. All right, let's get to... It's a good segue. So let's get to something a little bit more real and a little bit more serious, but something that I think is... something that's worthy to open a discussion about. And that's this god-awful recurring theme we have here with gun violence in schools and all that stuff. I just kind of want to just open it up completely. We'll just kind of go back and forth and just kind of, I know I have my opinions on a handful of different things, and I hope you guys probably do, but what are your guys' thoughts on just the whole thing in general, what can be done to prevent it, what the fuck's going on in the world, everything. Why don't you start it off, bro? You want this guy to start it off?
Beauty and age before me.
All right.
My opinion is...
Wait, which one's which?
Both. It's got both. It's not fair.
I raised 3 kids myself, and, you know, a parent shouldn't be afraid to send their kids to school, which I have been, you know, raising them. But
sorry to interrupt, but is that like a, because I obviously don't have kids yet, is that a thing, like, for a parent, like, for you, like, now?
It is now.
It is.
It is now. It wasn't. It wasn't
That's
when I started raising kids.
Because I'll get there.
This is why everyone can talk about gun control or, you know, it should be this, that, or the other. We all went to school and nobody shot each other. Guns were still legal. Guns were still around. But I like to point the finger a lot at the parents. And the reason why is I think a lot of things happen at home. And a lot of parents are not involved in their kids' life. A lot of parents want to be their kids' friends, not their parents. A lot of the kids aren't private, are giving them too much privacy. A lot of parents let their bedroom be their private zone. That's not their fucking private zone. That is your room. You pay for that is your house. This is my room. These are my rules. I'm your parent. The likelihood of them knowing something is not okay with my kid, or maybe that kid won't grow up to do that. I'm not saying, you know, that some of these kids don't have mental issues or they're getting picked on at school, but I think a lot of it should fall on the parents. There's too many parents that are so concerned about their own shit and not about their kids that I think these kids are raising themselves, or they're letting their peers raise them, or they're doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Because when we went to school, it wasn't like this.
So,
as far as
and I'm with you, I'll get into what my opinion is in a second.
Freshman year, because Columbine was my freshman year. That was the craziest shooting that I had ever known of.
And it literally And this, and I agree with it. It's to my, in my opinion, I would agree because, and if I'm saying the same thing that you are, it's a 100% a cultural thing. I don't believe that it's the gun aspect because there's guns. There's always been guns, and again, I don't know. I haven't done a bunch of research into statistics, and so I don't know if the amount of guns is exactly the same or if that plays a huge part. But the bottom line is you could have guns, you could always have guns, and none of that has changed. But now something has shifted, so that it's ever since Combine happened, or Columbine. I mean, it's like that was like the trigger, and then like that happened, and now it's kind of a thing, and it's become more of a thing. But my counter would be to what you said about the parents, because I'm with you. Mm. But if we don't have the power, like if the cultural shift is these parents that are knuckleheads and out of their kids' lives, and they're not doing as much of a good parenting job as maybe there was in back in the, you know, 70s, 80s, 60s, 90s, whatever. If that's going to continue, doesn't something have to be done to prevent their stupidity almost? Yes. And their lack of, because I agree with you that it's not the guns, but if, you know what I'm saying?
The problem with the gun control thing right now is a fundamental problem we have right now, just period, in this country with a divide, okay? You have 50% of this country want to keep their guns. 50% are like, let's do away. That'll save the problem. The real issue is 50%, in my opinion, mental health, okay? And 50% the ability to access what they call sporting rifles, okay? Sporting rifles are not really called assault rifles anymore. They're called sporting rifles. When the Second Amendment was created in, I believe, 1791.
This guy did his statistic work.
You
of course the fucking teacher comes with all the evidence.
You can't, and I had this discussion with my friends. That's why it's pretty relevant right now, why I've got some of the numbers in my head. In 1791, the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, was created to protect citizens from their government, essentially. Yes. The weapon of choice at that time was a musket. The musket shot 2 to 3 rounds every 90 seconds. The AR-15 fires 100 rounds in 60 seconds. There needs to be some sort of tweak to not only that, but if people have to stand in line for hours to apply for a driver's license.
Well, and that's my
needs to be like a DMV for weapons.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they did nothing, if they did absolutely nothing in terms of if people could still buy assault rifles and hunting rifles, and they made no changes to what type of gun you could have, I would be fine with that as long as the process to acquire one was like, I mean, it should be no different than driving a car. It should be no different.
How is there not like a 2 to 4 week application process to get a gun that, first of
all, why is there not a shooting test and like all these other things like a car so that you know if you're going to do one, because it's a dangerous weapon that you're essentially wielding at all times, that you know how to use it?
Absolutely.
My thought on it, and I'm from Tennessee, like guns were everywhere. I don't think any civilian should have access to any military-grade weapon of any.
What were those created to do?
I don't think
kill other people.
Anybody should be able to buy any form of gun, even a .22, without filling out the proper paperwork, background checks, and a mental background check. Why not? Because I think all of those should be put into place. I'm all for gun control in that way. I mean, I don't need a gun. What do we need guns for? We really don't need guns. I think one of the biggest problems of today is, you know, you were talking about culture, is our children have been desensitized because they have access to anything they want from the internet. You know, since 1995, when that sucker hit, my kids can go look whatever they want. They can go watch somebody get killed. They can buy drugs, anything they want on the internet. Social media has given people more access to bully people and to get at people where, you know, back in our day, you go to school, you get bullied, fine, whatever, I'm out of here, and I go home where it's safe. Now there's no escaping it. So
yeah, but to that point,
we're battling a bigger beast in culture.
100%. But here's the other thing that I actually, ironically, I had this exact conversation. I think I was talking about it with Alice and Danny on the way down to South Bay one morning. And is it And again, I could be completely wrong. So if I am Jeremy, delete this, and then we'll. But I'm pretty sure that if not all, like an ungodly high percentage of all these school or mass shootings are done at suburban high schools with a bunch of white kids. This shit doesn't happen in the fucking ghetto. It does not happen in urban schools. It just doesn't. And my thing is from a cultural standpoint, like, I think that's part of the problem is, you know, we can get into, like, the, you know, how people, like, kids nowadays are softer and this and that and whatnot. But I really think that there has to be some element of how we're overly coddling people nowadays, that the ones who get picked on in school are the one, and you know, I mean, they're outcasts from society, are now lashing out and shooting people because they don't have real fucking shit to deal with. You know what I mean? Like where they gotta protect themselves, like these kids do in the, you know what I mean? In our urban environments, where they gotta worry about like, are we gonna have food tonight? Do I gotta fucking fight for myself? You know what I mean? Like they have real shit to worry about, and they're not going off killing massive amounts of people. It's a huge lack of perspective from these suburban kids who, like you said, have access to all this stuff, and life isn't going good for them. And again, and I'm not trying to trivialize it. I know there's mental health issues, and I. To say that I feel, you know, sadness for the families and the individuals that have to go through this. I mean, bullying and everything, it's a real thing. And, you know, I mean, all that stuff has to be combated. But at some point, there's got to be, like, that has got to be looked at as part of the issue.
There's been a school shooting, like, every week since January, I believe. So, mental health, I'm sure, is part of it. But that's too many school shootings all of a sudden blame on mental health. I think it goes back, in my opinion, it goes back to the parenting again. You know, how involved are they? Because you hear so many stories like, well, you know, he did say this, I did hear him do this, or I did, after the fact, go in his room and find this. I'm like, you should have found that way beforehand. Like, you should know. My parents knew what was in my damn room. I know what was in my kid's room. If they were hiding alcohol, shit, I found it. I mean, parents should know. And I just, you know, I still put a lot of blame on parenting more so. Yes, gun control needs to happen. Yes, mental evaluations need to happen. But there also needs to be more in-home parenting involved.
Yeah, but you can't enforce that.
I can't.
And that's the thing is you can't. I mean, I'm with you. There does, and that's an issue. But we can't control what other people do, and so there's got to be something, some barriers put up for the stuff that we're
and
out,
the
out of our hands.
The 50-50 thing that I was saying is more geared towards what he was saying. Mental health all comes, it comes from, you know, the way you're born and also the way you're raised. It's just, you know, you can't help with the brain that you're born with. But back to the side of just, again, you know me, like I was explaining, I like statistics, I like science because it just explains everything, data. In 1989, there was a school shooting in Sacramento, okay? 18 people died. George W. Bush signed a document banning the implementation and the importation of assault rifles and selling them in the United States of America. Federally, it took over in 1994, okay? It was a 10-year document. 1994 expired in 2004. From 1994 to 2004, there was 67% less mass shootings in the United States than there was from 1984 to 1993. 66%. Since that bill has expired in 2004, massive shootings, which is defined as 8+ deaths, has risen 241 fucking percent in the United States since that bill expired. So if you don't want, these gun people can sit here and say their guns don't shoot people, but if you have the...
It's making it easy.
It's making it easy.
Well, and here's the thing that I don't get when I hear people debate this part.
You don't hunt deer with an assault rifle.
No,
exactly. You don't at all. Some of my friends are going to crush me if they see this because I'm in a group chat with a lot of dudes that grew up in Texas. And one day I just asked him. I finally asked him. I go, guys, what do you need an assault rifle for? And this is no bullshit. And I was kind of shocked by their answer, and not disappointed, but just like confused, is they said that they don't trust their government and that they feel like they need to be able to arm up at any time. Not protect their family.
Sounds like some flat earthers. But, like, you know what I mean? Like government conspiracy, like, you know what I mean?
I think we're just past the point, it's 2018, where I just don't think a civil war is just gonna break out. And I thought it was just another lazy excuse. If you literally, one of the guys that did say why he owned a rifle in the group, I'm not gonna say here because it's completely inappropriate, but absolutely hilarious. I'll tell you guys after this. And I actually was glad he told me, like, in a funny way, why he did it. Or why he likes shooting assault rifles. he says basically it arouses him in so many words. At least that was like an honest answer. Like, I just like the feeling of power, yeah, like in my hands like that. He says he lives in Texas and he shoots like hogs and stuff. He says he likes the power of that. The other guy is telling me that they have it to defend themselves against the government. I think it's just the biggest bunch of crock of shit on the planet. You know, just tell me you like it for the same reason he does, because it feels cool. I just don't see why we can't rent those kind of weapons at the range if you want to shoot them so bad. Like, why can't they just be available to rent?
And the argument a lot of the time for
makes sense to
the
me.
Opposite of gun control is that, well, the bad guys are going to get them regardless, so the good guys have got to have them to defend themselves and that kind of thing. And my thing against that is, as far as I'm concerned, that's, you're 100% right. And I don't think that I would have any evidence whatsoever to back up a counter argument to that. What I think is that I don't think the game is trying to worry about pulling assault rifles or illegal weapons out of bank robbers' hands and what are other bad people or whatever. If all we did by either banning or creating greater restrictions, whatever, like those heavier assault weapons, if it did nothing to impact those type of shootings, like the gang shootings and those kind of things, if it did nothing to impact that, but it prevented one school shooting or two school shootings or whatever a year because of it, like, would it be worth it then? Yeah. Because I'm assuming that, like, that the parents of those kids would for sure say something like that. You know what I mean? Did you guys hear what Donald Trump? This was crazy. So I was watching
this was yesterday?
This was yesterday, the day before. So Donald Trump apparently
remember, people, anyone can become the president.
So Donald Trump, you know, he had that big rant not too long ago about arming teachers and whatnot, right?
Yeah, stellar idea.
Horrible idea.
That was sarcasm.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a second. How I think that's probably the most idiotic idea of all time. But he did that. And then yesterday, he apparently, like, you guys have to watch the clip. I was watching, I think it was The Daily Show or something like that, late last night, and that's who did the thing on it. And is it Dianne Feinstein? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Is she she's a Democrat something? Sorry. Anyways, so he's totally flip switches, like literally did a 180 and is all like they're having some conversation about guns and the NRA, and one of the other Republican senators or whatnot says, like, well, hold on, da 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 da. And he's like, well, you know, all this hold on stuff's because you guys are afraid of the NRA. Why are you afraid of them? Don't be afraid of them. We need to get rid of guns. And everyone's like, what? Like, you just wanted to arm teachers. And he's all of a sudden goes like, yeah, like, you know what? Like, maybe we just need to take guns away, basically. And I forget exactly what he said, and you can, like, all the Democrats in the room are like, oh, shit! They, like, get, like, super pumped up and what's your name? Dianne Feinstein, or one, I forget who it was, but one of them, she, like, literally, like, he says, she's like, well, Mr. Trump, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, well, you know what? Like, trying to get something in a bill to pass for some sort of gun control thing. And he looks over at the Republican individuals and he's like, you're going to have to talk with her. You're going to have to get that put in the bill and, you know what I mean, and make something happen. And she's like, she smiles ear to ear. It's like the weirdest thing, but he like completely did a 180 and is now apparently on the like doing something for gun control. It's, yeah, it was nuts.
Well, I need to go.
Everyone was like literally like speechless.
What? I got to see this.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing, but it was a.
I want to watch that
pretty
for sure.
Funny. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, that's good.
So, who knows? But as far as the school thing, I mean, come on. First of all, did anyone ever ask the teachers? Like, you know what I mean? Like, do the teachers, are they going to feel comfortable? Like, now you respond, you know what I mean? Like, now they have this responsibility to defend people with a weapon that they probably haven't even been trained. Like, it's the most idiotic idea I've ever heard in my
life.
But
even being trained to fire a gun isn't being trained to tactically use the gun. So,
if
I know how to, you know, shoot, that doesn't mean I'm going to know what to do when somebody else has a gun pointed.
Or have the balls to do it. Like, I think back to all my teachers growing up, and I'm like, oh, God, that would be a disaster. Like, it's not like they're fucking Rambo, and you know what I mean, teaching English lit. Like, they're fucking teachers for a reason.
Yeah, I don't.
That would be an absolute disaster. It would be a disaster.
I, in my life, for sure, have had four teachers that were probably daily pot users who would have definitely misplaced their gun somewhere on campus, and it would have been stolen or ended up in the wrong fucking hands. Yeah. Like, come on. It's just incomprehensible, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think... Wait a minute. Let's prevent school shootings, but let's make sure we load the school with guns.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And the thing back to the gun control really quick for me is it's not like I even care. Like, it doesn't need to be like National Turn In Your Rifle Day. Like, if you own an AR right this second, like, keep it. I'm just saying, like, something needs to be put in motion just going forward. That's all. You know, like, it's okay, gang. Like, keep your, you know, your forward. I don't think it's necessary. And like, we all kind of agreed on, there needs to be like some kind of gun DMV.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. That should be, in my opinion, should be step one.
Like, why did, if I go, let's say I want one of these AR-15s, okay, and I go into a store to purchase it, I think there still is a little bit of a process.
The AR-15s, any rifles, assault rifles, shotguns, you can buy and have it in 24 hours. A pistol, it takes a week.
Does it?
Yeah.
See, and
because you can conceal any kind of pistol where you can't. Conceal, but what do I need to conceal an AR for? I just start.
And what do you need the AR for right there? You know what I mean? Why can't it take 2 to 3 weeks? It's like anything else getting something in the mail. I wouldn't, and obviously everyone probably wants it right then and there, you know, because they're excited, but like, I definitely trust a process where it takes a few weeks. And maybe even if it was someone that was ordering one and it took a few weeks, maybe that downtime would talk them off the ledge mentally. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I can't, and like you said, yeah, the bad guys, sure, they're going to get guns, but I mean, I gave you statistical analysis about 5 minutes ago to prove otherwise that it can't fucking hurt, you know what I mean? Yeah, limitations, it can't hurt, it just can't hurt. No, you don't have to turn your guns in, keep what you got now, but let's advance past this whole Second Amendment of the right to bear arms, you know? Freaking muskets, like, it's not that anymore. It's just not. It's old fashioned. It needs to change.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Totally off topic. Granted, do you guys watch the Tupac Biggie thing? No, that's a good one.
No?
Unsolved?
Unsolved?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It just started the other day. It's like a 6-part
channel
series, USA.
We'll watch it.
And it's like a six episode series.
I didn't even know USA was still a network.
I haven't heard of anything good on that channel in fucking years. But it just goes into
Murder,
like,
She Wrote.
All of it. It's super good, though.
Really?
Yeah, it's real good.
Unsolved?
Yeah. Just started last
Is
week.
Is there conspiracies in that, too? Like, Tupac's still alive?
I don't know.
We'll I can't be dealing with that.
You have lots to discuss with Courtney.
I do. I'll have her. Well, never mind. I guess we're driving to Paso, but we can't listen to this right away. But we'll just talk about it instead.
I don't know what you guys think about everything we just kind of talked about. Leave your comments. Let us know what you think about the Flat Earth.
I want some opinions on this Flat Earth thing.
I want some, too. I'm curious. I want some Flat Earthers, too.
Yeah, if there is a Flat Earther that goes to Afterburn...
You should be on this show.
I want you on this show. I want to have a discussion about
So I'll tell you guys who isn't a flat earther, and I know you can't see him right now, but Jeremy has been laughing until he's about to cry. Because so he is not a flat earther either.
No, he is not. He's definitely not a flat earther. Cool. Well, thanks, gentlemen. It was a good time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely comment. You know, I'm always, I love when it comes to discussions like gun control and political stuff. If people could just see the other side, have some perspective.
And I think that's the biggest thing out of all of this stuff that I think a lot of it gets lost is you're going to disagree. Like, for whatever reason, the three of us, like, agreed for the most part on a lot of different things. A couple different things, maybe not. But for the most part, we did. But if we didn't, I think the issue is just because you disagree with someone. Like, I saw someone the other day make some comment about, like, just someone that he disagreed with. And he was like, oh, guy's a piece of shit. Like, no. Like, for that, and I think that's the biggest problem, is so many people, like, you know, they're on this fucking high horse that their opinion is good, and anyone who doesn't believe in that exact same opinion is a piece of shit or, you know, well beyond their time. Like, look, just we got to be able to open up the discussion, and that's the only way you're actually going to get to be able to hear both sides and maybe come to some kind of a fucking middle ground. The people that are usually on the two fucking opposite ends, like hardcore opposite ends of the spectrum, are usually the most blind.
Yeah, and those are the people that'll tell you that 2 + 2 = 6 and not 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or that the earth is flat.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks, brothers. Appreciate it, man. See you guys next week.
There you
later.
Go.
Later.